Oh, the shark, babe.
It's just six or seven notes repeated over and over, but the tune is unmistakable.
Pearly white, just a jackknife has old Maggie.
We call the song Mac the Knife.
And it keeps it out of sight.
Bobby Darin, Ella Fitzgerald, Sting, and Louis Armstrong have all recorded their own versions. McDonald's used it in an ad campaign. It's a song that by now has crossed over decades, genres, and cultures. Tomorrow marks the 75th anniversary of the first time that the song we call Mac the Knife was first heard. It was the beginning of Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht's The Three Penny Opera.
Und der Haifisch, der hat Zähne.
The show opened in the Berlin of 1928 and to great acclaim, but that song, which has become the most identifiable from the score, did not have a similarly immediate impact. German audiences loved the show from the start, but they didn't have any particular recollection of the opening song that's become so famous today. Kim Kowalki is a music professor at the University of Rochester. He's edited the letters of Kurt Weill and Lotte Lenya. He joins us from the studios of WXXI in Rochester. And, Professor, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And help us understand why the first audiences didn't immediately connect with this song, at least in the way that has occurred over the years.
It's interesting that the most famous song from Three Penny Opera was really an afterthought, because it was written about 3 days before the show opened. And it was written because the person playing McKeith said that he needed a better song. He didn't get to sing it, but Weill and Brecht went out and overnight wrote The Ballad of Mac the Knife. Weill and Brecht at this point were in their 20s, and they were young sort of radicals finding their own voices. And the Three Penny Opera was something of a lark for them. Mm-hmm. And they did it with their left hands in a couple months. They thought it would last a week or two. And in fact, by opening night, everyone was saying it wouldn't last even beyond the opening night. And all of a sudden, it was the hit of the decade. George Antheil, an American composer who was there at the time, said within the year you could hear every shop girl in Europe singing its melodies. And it had 4,400 performances in Germany within the first year.
Tell us a little bit, if you can, please, what the story of the Three Penny Opera is.
The Three Penny Opera is based on the Beggar's Opera from 1728, and it utilizes most of the same characters. The basic plot is that the Peacham family runs a business which is to regulate begging in all of London. And their daughter, Polly Peacham, marries the most notorious criminal, namely Mac the Knife or McKeith. And so by the end of the show, McKeith is about to be hanged for his crimes because he's interfered with the capitalistic enterprises of Peacham's. And one of the actors steps out of character and says, "We know you didn't come to see a tragedy. So because this is an opera, we're going to have a happy ending." And so the Queen's mounted messenger, a riding, comes on a horse and declares that McKeith not only will be pardoned, but he'll be given an annual pension and he will be knighted as well. And everything ends, quote-unquote, happily.
Remind us, Professor, something of the politics of the times.
After the war in 1919, Germany became a republic, unprepared for it, sort of imposed. And so the 20s were an exploration of trying to convert this society from an aristocratically based one into a democratically based one. And so it was a time of tremendous experimentation and conflict, so that in 1928 in Berlin, you would have communists and National Socialist parties already in existence and clashing. 1928 might have been the peak of the Weimar Republic, right before the worldwide stock market crash and Black Friday in 1929. Things were still good, and you weren't seeing the demonstrations and the attempts at repression that you would see within just a year or two after that.
Help us remember some of the other songs that we considered notable from Three Penny Opera that were also heard for the first time in public 75 years ago.
Probably the two other most famous are The Ballad of Pirate Jenny, which became associated with Weill's wife, Lotta Lenya, who played Jenny on stage but didn't sing the Ballad of Pirate Jenny in the first production. But she did sing it in the film and then in the off-Broadway Theater Delice production that ran for almost 2,700 performances in the 1950s.
Then you see me stepping out into the morning, looking nice with a ribbon in my hair. And the ship, the Black Freighter, runs the flag up its masthead, and the cheering's there.
Another song from Threepenny Opera that we might be good to remember.
We probably know it best as the Army Song, originally the Kanonen Song. It was this song that was a turning point on opening night. Everyone came to opening night thinking they were going to see a terrible flop and were almost delighting in that notion. And there was very little applause until the Army Song came along. And then the audience erupted. They demanded an encore. And from then on, the Threepenny Opera was assured of being a hit.
Soldatenwohnen, auf den Kanonen, vom Kopf bis Couchspieler. Wenn es mal regnete und es begegnete ihnen eine neue Rasse,
ne braune oder blasse,
dann machen sie vielleicht daraus ihr Beefsteak.
I'm not up to understanding the song, I confess.
Well, it's McKeith and the police chief, Tiger Brown, reminiscing about their days in the Army. And so they say Johnny joined up and they went off to war and they had great fun chopping people to bits, whether they were yellow or black, anyone of a different color, because they like their hamburger raw or their beefsteak tartare. Typically for the Threepenny Opera, the lyrics are brutal and the music is jaunty or sweet or memorable, and so the two fight each other and you get this combination of sort of a sugar-coated bitter pill.
Professor, in your judgment, what's the secret as to why the Threepenny Opera keeps getting done over and over again? It must have played... Just judging by my email and mail, it must have played 20 times somewhere this summer in various festivals.
When you think of, say, the finale to the second act, one of the most famous sort of sayings in Germany comes from that piece of music. First feed their faces, then talk right from wrong. When you look at the headlines in the newspapers today and you think of, say, the situation in Iraq, you see how the Threepenny Opera somehow keeps renewing itself. And I think that it is one of those pieces that always finds a new audience each generation.
Professor Kowalki, thanks so much.
You're most welcome. My pleasure.
Kim Kowalki, music professor at the University of Rochester and editor of the Letters of Kurt Weill and Lotta Lenya, speaking on the 75th anniversary this weekend of the first time the Threepenny Opera was performed in Berlin.